Think being broke was better. Now, I don't mean that phrase with no disrespect. To all my guys out there living in debt, cashing minimal checks, turn on the TV, see a peasant's Rolex, and fantasize about a life with no stress. I mean this shit sincerely. And that's a person who was once in your shoes, living with nothing to lose. I hope one day you hear me. Always gonna be a house bigger somewhere, but I hope you feel me. Long as the people in that house love you dearly. Always gonna be a whip that's better than the one you have. Always gonna be some clothes that's fresher than the ones you rock. Always gonna be a woman that's better out there on the tours. But you are never going to be happy till you love yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing. No such thing. Hi, lovely people. You're here with me, Shafiq Osman, on the 7 Rules for Surviving Your 20s. And this is a podcast that's essentially trying to talk to young people, engage young people about their 20s, whatever it is that they are going through. We're not necessarily here to give you hard skills, not necessarily here to teach you what to do, how to get into a job and whatnot. But we're just here to just talk to you about what it is that you'll be going through in your 20s. Some of these things are things that, like, you think about it, you experience it, but then you don't know exactly who to talk about, who to talk to about it. These are some of the things that, like, you might see on a Twitter thread here and there. And people do express it here and there sometimes, but then not everyone or not that many people are having a conversation about it. So we are just going to generally be talking to you about keeping a very positive mindset about your 20s, regardless of whatever it is that you're going through. How do you go through it with the best mindset? How do you do so and take the lessons, regardless of the L's that you take, what lesson are you taking out of that L? You know what I'm saying? Yes. So that's the idea of this podcast. And today being our first episode, we want to talk about covetousness. And the text I read earlier on was actually from a rap song. For those of you who are rap aficionados, I'm sure you know what that song is. That's Love Yours. It's a song by J. Cole. And the message of the song essentially is to get people to love what they have, not to covet what the next person has. And it keeps like a very repetitive theme in that song is you're never going to be happy until you love yours, until you love whoever it is in your significant other, until you love the house that you are in, until you love the cars that you have, or whatever situation it is that you are in. You need to love yourself before you would be happy. And that's a very, very important thing for people in your 20s. And why is this so, right? So that's obviously a question. For some of you, I'm sure you already know why. I'm sure you've already thought about it. You've already experienced situations in your life where you've had to realize. I mean, you were forced to realize the need for you to love whatever it is that you do have or your situation. Now, covetousness, that's the first thing that we want to talk about. So the number one rule for surviving your 20s is do not covet. Obviously, these rules are not like set in stone. These are rules that I, from my experience and from the conversation I've had with people, I've realized these are some of the things that if you imbibe it in yourself, it would be of value to you. So number one is do not covet. Yes, some of your mates have a semblance of a figured out life. Some people have a good job, healthy relationships with Instagram beta posts. But remember that no one is posting their failures online, right? So also remember that it is a marathon and not a race. Heck, it's an individual marathon. It's not even a marathon that you're going through with other people. It is just you. So the question at the end of the day is, who record finish time helps? You know what I'm saying? Like, who is out there trying to record the fastest time you get to the end? That's the point. So you just need to focus on your marathon. And that's the message you get out of the first two, do not covet. If you think about covetousness from the spiritual standpoint, for those of you who are inclined that way, in the Bible, in the Quran, and other texts, there's a lot of mention about not coveting. I think even one of the 10 commandments from Moses has to do with like not coveting. So it's a very innate emotion. It's something that every human being would experience from time to time. And it is very horrible, and it's more, it's worse for young people in our 20s, especially with social media and how people are repeatedly sharing their successes when they get into a school, when they get a job, when they have a stable relationship. Everyone wants to share it with the world on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. And I get that. Sometimes people legitimately want to share it with the world. Sometimes people also want to just like put it out in your face and have you feel like, oh, I have a better life than you do. But the point is, regardless of what the next person does, it shouldn't have an effect on what you do or your outlook on your life. The example of a marathon is very important, because if you're on a marathon, and especially if it's a marathon that is an individual marathon where you are not forced to have like a record finish time, you're not worried about what the next person is doing. You only focus on getting to the end of your like race. So it's very important for us as young people in our 20s, where we are being inundated with all these posts from people about how good like their life, how good they have it in their like going for them in their life. For instance, if you go on LinkedIn, right, the first time I encountered LinkedIn and I went on LinkedIn trying to create my account, the things I saw were just crazy. I was just asking myself, Charlie, am I really doing something good with my life? Like, I'm just reading profiles from people who are my own age, and they're just doing amazing things. People working with the UN, with top banks around the world, and all these things, right? But a friend of mine told me most of it is just like super, super superficial. And with the recent Forbes 30 under 30 scandal, you can see how true that is. Of course, for some people, it is legit. Some people are legit doing amazing things in their life. But the fact that the next person is doing amazing things in his or her life shouldn't affect how you go about your life. So it's very important for you to not covet. It's very important for you to just focus on your race, focus on finishing at your own pace, focus on being that good person or that great person or whatever it is that you've dreamed and achieved, you've dreamed of achieving. Don't be in a race and in a rush to be a 30 under 30 Forbes person. It is great if you are one, but if you are not one, don't feel like you are underachieving. And that is very, very important for you in maintaining your sanity in your 20s, especially in this world of tweeting, texting, and Instagramming our successes. The last thing I just want to say is just remember that no one is posting their failures. Everyone is posting the glossy and glamorous things in their life. So if you're caught up by that, you'll be forgetting that the reality for most people is not as grassy and glossy as they make it seem like. So young person listening to us today in your 20s, remember, number one, do not covet. Thank you for listening. And this is Shafiq Osman on the 7 rules for surviving your 20s.